Describe a difficult thing, problem, or challenge that you did well. What do children usually find difficult to do? Children usually find it difficult to concentrate. They have a ton of energy, so they'd rather run around and play with their friends than focus on their homework. They might even have trouble listening in class when they're surrounded by their friends. It's tempting to just talk amongst themselves instead of listening to the teacher. It can also be hard for children to master some social skills, like sharing and communicating. How do kids solve problems? Kids often solve problems by turning to their parents for advice. If they're stuck on a math problem in their homework, they might ask their parents to walk them through it, or they might even ask the teacher for more guidance in math class. When it comes to more complex problems, like issues in their friendships, they might work out the problem among themselves. That helps them develop more independence. Generally speaking, it is a good idea for children to try to solve problems on their own because that is how they can develop more resilience and confidence. How can parents guide or help their children to do things that seem difficult? Parents can help children by providing encouragement and modeling the things that they want their child to do. So, for example, if a child is learning to tie their shoes, parents can help them by first showing them how to do it, then guiding them to do it on their own. Parents can also help by showing their kids a clear step-by-step process to make the task simpler. Should children face difficult problems or challenges all by themselves? I think it is important for children to face some problems on their own so that they develop more confidence. For example, if they get into an argument with their friend, they should try to talk it out so they can learn to be more independent. But whenever they are faced with a very difficult or confusing problem, they should probably go to an adult for help. Serious problems like bullying or abuse should always be dealt with by a responsible adult. Is confidence important? Yes, I would say that confidence is important in every aspect of daily life. In order to be successful and to take risks in life, people need to have enough confidence in themselves first. This is true in school, work, or social environments. That being said, there is always a risk of people developing overconfidence, which would be a problem if they start to think that they can never do anything wrong. What jobs require confidence? I suppose that every job requires confidence, although some require more confidence than others. Jobs where you have to lead a team of people require the most confidence because you need to convince your team that you are the right person to take control. You also have to be confident if you are a performer of any kind. For example, singers and actors need to be comfortable performing in front of other people, which requires a lot of confidence. Is overconfidence good? Overconfidence is usually a bad thing. People who are overconfident might try to do things that they are not actually qualified or prepared to do. An overconfident driver, for example, is more likely to get into a car accident. An overconfident student might not study as hard as they should for an exam. Overconfidence can lead to arrogance and rudeness, so it is important to be confident, but not too confident. On what occasions should children be encouraged? How? It seems to me that children should be encouraged when they're on the verge of giving up. If they're genuinely struggling with something, such as learning how to do a new task, then an adult can step in to show them the way. Plus, children should be encouraged when they do something good or noteworthy. Parents or teachers can give them praise to encourage them to keep up their good work. How do you help children stay focused? I suppose that you can help children stay focused by being creative and engaging. For example, if you're teaching a kid how to do something, you can make it fun by turning it into a game for them. I can't think of a child who doesn't love games. They really enjoy learning that way. Plus, parents and teachers should make sure children always do one thing at a time. For example, they shouldn't talk to children when they are focused on doing homework. What challenges do young people face today? I think young people deal with a lot of social pressure. They want to seem fun and successful to their friends while keeping up with the latest trends. Social media adds a lot of stress because it makes them compare themselves to others. Whether it's their friend or a famous celebrity, they might end up feeling inadequate. It's also difficult for young people to find stable jobs. I saw reports saying that young graduates from college have been hit harder than experienced workers in the pandemic job market. So it's a big challenge for young people who are unemployed right now.